You have tuned into Counting the Days with Tyler Stanley. This podcast is for survivors of brain injury and those who love us. There is no cure, but there is a life with your name on it. Join me in healing our painful brains on a journey to recovering your intended self by the process of reframing who you are. Are you looking for your first job out of recovery? Looking into the classifieds may be discouraging when you do not see understanding employer or wanted a person with a brain injury. Picking a satisfying job isn't easy, especially in this recession, where jobs of any kind are scarce. Then to expect to work under a competent manager who respects and takes an interest in your work or future, let alone your particular disability, is even further outside of reality. This is the employer's market, to a certain degree. But like anything else, you can turn it around by putting your positive and affirmative mind to work for you, allowing you to transform the situation at hand. You've sharpened and polished your compensation skills for this next big step in your life. Listening to your inner voice, being determined to succeed, and letting go of your focus on one outcome are all key. As you keep your hopes high but realistic, you may face certain questions time and time again. Should I tell them about my TBI? Many survivors of brain injury don't necessarily look disabled, which has its pros and cons. I had gotten to a place in my life where I did not mention my TBI ever. It was the past I had overcome. The more education I got, the more empowered and cured I felt. 15 years into recovery, I didn't even consider my brain injury in picking my educational goals or employment path or personal relationships for that matter. But now that has all changed. I understand myself better and appreciate and embrace my injury. It has made me unique, even special, just like you. Years ago in my recovery, I used to say that it was my intelligence that I hated, my potential, not my brain injury. It was my potential that reminded me of my deficits, my limitations, and even my failures. It was what I knew that hurt, not what I had forgotten. Have you heard this one before? You don't have a disability, you look just fine. Or you don't need rehabilitation services, you can walk. Or how about you're lucky you lived? Well, how do you explain to an employer who is interested in how your brain injury affects you? You must learn to talk about it in concrete terms of what you can and cannot do on a particular job. Maybe you can do really terrific tasks, but it is the simple things that cause a meltdown. It could be something as simple as making two-sided copies or answering a phone. Maybe you have a degree or technical school certificate where you obviously made the grade to graduate, but on the job you have problems. When it comes to understanding your disability, you may find that your boss is clueless and on another page altogether. That cold sweat that creases your brow is called panic. The bottom line is you must find ways to develop your skills to meet the demands of the job at hand. The best news is the higher you up your challenge to achieve greater functionality, the more it will push you to discover what those skills are. But you must manage how much you take on at any given time and not overdo it. The compensation system I spoke of in an earlier show is about flying right. A job match is essential, so spend considerable time on this question with the input and support of caregivers and other professionals. Don't jump too far ahead, because as a survivor, you really know life is short. Learn from each misstep and savor each successful step. Before going to school or starting a job, ask yourself, do I need reasonable accommodations? Know yourself. Be prepared, because it isn't the employer's job to know what you need. To use your compensated way, you will need room to perform what's expected. Visualize your ideal job and manager, or visualize you, yourself, as the perfect boss, and ask yourself, how would I treat my staff? Be creative, trust yourself. Be aware of your gifts, and you have gifts from a TBI. They will reveal themselves and how your brain damage shakes out on the job, so to speak, if you are patient. So what about the boss who is ignorant and uncaring about your right to a place and position in the job market because he or she thinks people with disabilities should appreciate their Social Security benefits and stay home? Are you fearful about discrimination when entering the workforce or an educational institution? Discrimination can happen easier than you think. It is subtle and sometimes done behind closed doors. In a recession, employers are able to do most anything these days because they know you are a captive employee without another job to go to. So they think. You do have the right not to work in a hostile, abusive, or discriminatory environment. Legally, you are entitled to be safe on your job and to be free from retaliation. This also means you can ask for accommodations if you need it. It is best to consult an attorney if the request falls on deaf ears. No information is power, so better consult with a professional if going down this road. Let us assume you won't. But do know this battle is won every day by survivors. Believe you are entitled to the same quality opportunities as those without an injury, then stand up for your dreams. Dream and let dream. But also be willing to take those small steps to reach the mountaintop. And when you get there, yell, "I made it," then get a life. Note to self, compensation tools relieve stress and anxiety because you can trust them. Trust you. Success is not instantaneous, but built on trust over time. Now you designed your flight system, so you know it coming and going. You've already learned to experience that your survival instincts are up to par based on one important fact. You are surviving. If you enjoyed this podcast, stay tuned for my weekly broadcast on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. We are going live on July 4th after all. So until then, you keep on living too. And feel free to visit me at tylerstanley.net.